Hello and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening our hearts and our minds, our souls, up to God as we listen to a piece of sacred reading, often biblical, but it can be other forms of reading as well. I will read the reading today. It comes from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either quiet meditative music or else silence. And during that quiet time, I will leave you with a question or something to ponder that is related to the reading that will help you to discern how this reading applies to you in your life right now, and what God may be inviting you to think about, to recognize, and even perhaps how to change or to act. So let us now turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, notice if there's a word or a phrase from the reading that just seems to jump out at you, that just feels relevant for some reason. And during the time that follows, simply ponder that word or phrase. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer speak of you as subordinates, because a subordinate doesn't know a superior's business. Instead, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from Abba God." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider prayerfully how this word or phrase speaks to you in your life right now. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer speak of you as subordinates, because a subordinate doesn't know a superior's business. Instead, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from Abba God. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to open yourself up to what God may be inviting you to do, to be, how God may be encouraging you to respond to this word or phrase. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer speak of you as subordinates, because a subordinate doesn't know a superior's business. Instead, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from Abba God." Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to pray to God or simply sit silently in the presence of God. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer speak of you as subordinates, because a subordinate doesn't know a superior's business. Instead, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I learned from Abba God. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus and all that he taught us and continues to teach us. May we receive this gift, and may we strive to love others as he has loved us. And it's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.